course, from the great drought of 2021. Our farmers saw their crops suffer significant damage from the lack of rain, cattle producers scrambling to find feed for their livestock. We've talked to farmers, we've talked to livestock producers, and on the line is Carson Callum. He is the general manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. Hello, Carson.
Good morning.
So how would you summarize the drought and the impact? And everyone knows about it, but I want to ask you, hey, where do we go from here, knowing that, you know, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature? I mean, what's the next step, if there is one? And I was pointing out, we had this drought, and 2 years ago, during Thanksgiving, we had this massive snowstorm.
Yeah, and I think to answer your first question, how significant was the drought, it was really disastrous at certain points in the summer, and many parts of the agricultural sector took a big hit. There's no doubt about it. And in particular, the beef sector here in the province and even across Western Canada, you know, it just led to such poor pasture growth and having to feed a lot earlier and worry about feed production in general. So, you know, a lot of producers were in full-on panic mode because they just didn't have the available feed. And it wasn't like a geographical drought where it was in a certain area of the province. It was widespread. So producers just didn't see any options to get those feed to carry them over through the winter months. So yeah, a lot of them had to downsize. And I think from a where we go from here perspective, I think the last month and a half has seen some rain and some decent moisture come to the province, which has really helped in terms of, you know, pasture growth and getting a little bit of extended grazing for many producers here in the province. But I think we're still going to run into the issue of feed shortages in certain areas. And if we don't get any sort of measurable, you know, moisture over the winter months to recharge some of the dugouts and have a good footing for the start of the production year in the spring, it's hard to say, because as you greatly put it, kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature in a lot of these things. I think there's things that the industry working together can really do to try to, you know, address these disaster situations that seem to be occurring more and more in the ag sector.
You know, I was driving to work, Carson, about 3:30 this morning. The rain was coming down. I kept thinking to myself, where was this rain a couple of months ago when we really needed it? But you're talking about, we were talking before we went to air, your organization has some important meetings that are coming up that should interest everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So for any of the cattle producers in the sector listening here, we are going to be holding, or the plan at least to date is going to be holding, 7 in-person meetings with 2 virtual meetings. All that information in terms of scheduling and location can be found on our mbbeef.ca website. And really, they'll be really important, because with the pandemic and all the restrictions associated last year, we weren't able to hold any in-person meetings. So hopefully these ones can go off, you know, pending any upcoming restrictions that may go off, and depending on the situation with the pandemic. But I think it's really important for, you know, get in person with producers again and hear how things are going and hear some feedback on the industry. And maybe some these meetings are great to try to address some of that really, you know, proactive work that needs to happen within the sector to address these drought conditions. Or, you know, who knows, we could become in an excess moisture scenario in a number of years again, like Manitoba's used to. Hopefully they producers can take the time to come out to these afternoon meetings. Like I said, the information's on our mbbeef.ca website, and the first virtual one's October 19th, and they go from there. Hopefully folks can either attend the virtual or in-person one.
All right, sounds good. Hey, before we let you go, it is Thanksgiving Day weekend, and I've been asking a number of our guests, hey, what are you thankful for? I know we're still going through this pandemic. I know so many people were impacted by this drought, but Carson, take a step back. What are you thankful for?
You know, I'm going to probably go cliche and just go back to what probably many people say. I'm going to speak personally, and that's, you know, I'm thankful for my family, as many people are. I think I have a wonderful wife and 2 beautiful little boys and a great immediate family after that, and they've really been around to support me in the challenging time that that it has been in the sector lately, and without them, I don't know what would have happened. So I'm very thankful for that, because they allowed me to work really, really hard on the drought file to get support for producers.
Well said. Thank you for this, Carson.
Thanks a lot, Clay. You have a great day.
You too, sir. Carson Callum, the general manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. It is 7:42.